Ja.
Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Hello and welcome to this episode of Infotainment. I do.
Sorry, the theme's done.
I do have a guest in today who sometimes helps me with this project podcast. CJ is down again.
Hello. Sorry, Randy. I was just getting down to your theme music. You know, doing a little bit of dancing here. Bebop, doop, bop, bop, bop.
Oh, I do have that. I do. Let's see.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I can get down to the beat.
Gotta and say, it's a catchy tune.
Yeah. I can see it being played at Studio 54 way back in the day. Or was that Area 51? I don't know.
I don't know. Out of space.
I don't think, yeah, that's the Space Club at Area 51.
There you go.
Well, CJ, my first item that we looked over looked pretty interesting. It was a wedding video of people talking before their first drink.
You've been drinking?
Well, take a drink of my adult beverage here. This is my last drink I'm having before the podcast is over.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But some of it is pretty hilarious. They say this is their first drink, and then they're trying to say this is their last drink.
Yep.
And it's a pretty hilarious video.
My name is Simon, and this is my first drink.
I said this is my first drink.
It's not really. This is Simon, and this is my last drink.
I'm Niamh, this is my first drink.
I'm Niamh, cheese bridesmaid, and this is my last drink.
Cheese bridesmaid?
Cheese bridesmaid.
Have you got a cheese board?
I'm chief bridesmaid.
Cheese.
I'm Lucas, this is my first drink.
I'm Lewis, this is my first drink.
Go.
I'm Lewis and this is my last drink.
Hi, I'm the bride and this is my first drink.
You did the first drink, didn't you?
First drink video.
I'm the bride.
Yeah. She's got one.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes,
I'm the bride and this is my last drink.
Now we're set up to record. We were talking during that, and I know I got to set up the board a little bit different. None of it came through. But I'm Randy and this is my first drink.
Hi, this is CJ. This is my first drink. Hi, this is CJ, and this is my last drink. Why? Because I don't drink. You know, that last one, Randy, it sounded like she almost changed her nationality.
Yeah. I'll pretend that it's 5 hours later. Hello, this is my last. What are we supposed to say?
Huh?
You remember Foster Brooks from...
Yeah.
From those old Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
He could do a drunk person like to a T.
Yeah, and there's DVDs out there you can buy of his acts and stuff. He was good.
Yeah. You're here to roast Bob Hopeman.
Occasionally he'd let out a belch.
Somebody call security.
Classic move. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about it, anonymous person in the studio audience?
Glad they enjoyed it.
We do have another guest calling in all the way from Wyoming, from Spring Valley or Valley Springs. I'm not sure, but she's calling us from the Shady Lakes.
Shady Lake something, I think.
Retirement home, rest home. Hello? You are a funny man, I must say. You have a guest in there today.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had an extra shot of wild turkey and a whole Benson and the Hedges cigarette, so I'm feeling frisky and feisty today. So you boys better watch out.
Are you relaxing or ex-laxing?
I take that back. You guys aren't really funny. No, we don't say that word around here because we're going to the bathroom 50 times a day anyway.
brings out some bad memories, huh?
Yes, it does. I'm 103 years old. You guys missed my party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would love to have been there.
I did a keg stand. We had Coors Light beer and Coors Light, a pitiful beer. But I stood up there for... Well, they held me up, you know, being 103.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
I drank my fair share.
Did people come up and bring you money?
No, I was dressed appropriately. My days have long since gone of people, guys just slipping money into my waistband. They did order a policeman to come and to police the party, but after a while, his pants came off lickety split. I don't, man.
That's so sad. You know, did you call the police on the policeman or?
Oh no, he definitely was packing the heat.
Oh, did you bring him money?
Yeah, I was given a few dollar bills for the slipping as well. It was a real tiny waistband. The man was flossing in back.
Well, I hope he didn't go for his holster.
No, he was shaking and gyrating around. It was,
His gun didn't go off, did it?
No, maybe later it did, and fortunately we didn't have any rowdy partiers that he needed to be tased or anything.
But did you say tased or teased? Sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, we were definitely teased, and he did have a nice billy club, I must say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, old Bertha, she really was laying the dollar bills down for him.
Was she laying down or laying them down? What did you say there? I'm sorry, I'm kind of hard to hear, and I don't always hear what you say.
I'm bad of hearing too, and I'm 103. And I don't get all this smartphone stuff. I remember the kids of today, they don't even know how to use a rotary dial phone. I've seen videos of that.
Yeah, I have too. I've seen one video when one kid actually said, "What is that?"
Oh, you got my false teeth kind of give out on me. I think I didn't use enough Polygrip this morning.
You've never swallowed them, I hope.
No, they've come flying out of my mouth, though. Especially when we're having about the most exciting meal we get is Salisbury steak.
They've never flown out into somebody's cup before, have they?
No, nothing like that. They even stayed in during my keg stand at my birthday party. I need to chastise the host of the show for not showing up. Well
that was mean of him.
Now, sorry, Ethel, but I didn't have the time to come out there and visit you on your birthday, but it's nice hearing you today. You know, the last time you were here, you were talking about the Chris Rock slap. The Will Smith slap of Chris Rock at the Oscars party. Yeah, that was a despicable act of, it was totally embarrassing for him.
Where did he? I never saw the act, actually. Where did you slap him at?
At the Oscar Awards.
What part of the body did he slap him at?
Oh, on his face. I said that if I was a younger woman and he was my grandson or kid, I would have slapped him right in the penis.
Ew. That would hurt.
Yeah, we need to teach that young whippersnapper a lesson. Well, he isn't so young anymore, but that witch wife of his, that was all for her benefit, and she didn't like it either, so he should drop her like a hot tater.
So where would you personally like to have slapped her at, or slapped him at?
Well, I probably would have tanned his hide.
Oh, okay.
Tanned his backside.
Ah, okay.
I used to go to school in a little town in Missouri called Granby.
Oh, Granby, yeah. I've been through there before. I used to live in Missouri.
And back then in junior high, they used to paddle kids when they misbehaved. And we had a teacher there. She was a big woman, a Miss Derryberry. And she had a paddle with three holes in it. And I saw one kid, and she really swatted these kids. He came back in the classroom with tears in his eyes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, they could get away with a lot more back then than they do today. Today, you can't do much of anything, or a kid might pull out a gun.
Well, I can imagine if that thing she swatted him with had holes in it, I bet he must have looked like Swiss cheese.
Probably. The holes were maybe a little bit bigger than a dime.
Ooh, that would have hurt.
Yeah, it did. Being originally from Minnesota, I moved down there approximately when I started junior high. It was quite different. I guess that's where I picked up my accent.
Were you ever swatted?
Well, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I was. I would remember it real well if I did.
Oh, Randy, I hear that you're from that area, too. Were you ever swatted by that same teacher?
No, never. She was a large woman, and that Mrs. Derryberry was her actual name. We did get swats, and that definitely was a few years ago, back in the 70s.
Ah, okay. A little while back then, but
it would have been after the year 75, I was in junior high down there.
Oh, okay.
Ethel, can you stay a little bit longer, or do you have to go? Well, I can stay a little bit longer. You guys better get a topic. I can't be holding up your old show, but it is fun to talk to you guys. I must say, you guys got a great podcast, better than anything else. I'll listen to you even over that Joe Rogan character, or Howard, what's his name? Don or Storm?
Stoner?
No.
Sell?
I think, let me think here. You know, my brain isn't as agile as it used to be. I think it was not Stone. It was Stern. That's it. It wasn't Harry. Yeah, Harry Peter Stern. That's what it is.
Ah, okay. Did he use a big comb? Do you know?
Oh, could you repeat that? I gotta turn up my hearing aid.
Oh, don't make it squeal. Was he really stern then?
No, being a radio host, I do remember he was pretty wild when he was on TV on the E Network, I believe.
Oh, okay. No, what I asked you before was, does he use a big comb?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know.
You just said he was hairy, so I just...
Maybe he uses a big brush. I don't...
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure. But I remember he used to have these scantily clad women come on, and they would have a game called Anal Ring Toss.
Ooh.
He was just trying to get ratings, so... Yeah, they say I have to hang up now. It's sponge bath time, about the only excitement I get during the week.
Well, Ethel, it's been great to meet you, and certainly an honored pleasure to talk to somebody that's 103. That's just fantastic. And yeah, we don't want to hold you up from your X-Lax time, so I know you guys look pretty forward to that, too.
I always enjoy sitting on my throne, but...
I hope everything works out for you.
Yes, I do. That throne sitting can get to be a long time.
Kind of like the Ring of Fire, huh?
Well, we don't have too many males with hot stuff, you know. To some of these people, oatmeal is pretty spicy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hopefully I'll get to listen to your show years to come. At 103, you know, you thank a higher power for every day you can open your eyes.
How long do you think you'll live for, or what are you hoping for?
Well, with the Wild Turkey and the Benson and Hedges cigarettes, I'm hoping to make it to 106 or 107. Then I'll be ready to kick the old proverbial bucket.
Well, we hope you don't go anytime soon. I'd like to talk to you again.
Yeah, I'll try to find an exciting story to tell the next time. There isn't too much.
Well, you're 103. You must have had plenty of exciting, fun things happen. It should be pretty easy for you to find something if you can remember that far back.
I'll tell you some wild stories from my 20s, something like that. So...
Oh, one question that I'm dying to ask. Since you're 103, was the Dead Sea only sick when you were younger?
Well, the Dead Sea was still dead when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
It, It started out as a pond, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard, but, you know, and then I heard it was real healthy, and then it became sick and finally died. But, you know, I thought maybe you being 103, maybe it was still just sick way back then, but it was dead before you came along. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, in a way. Well, everybody's got their time on this earth, and they should enjoy every minute of it because it goes mighty fast.
Well, I know your time's running out here. I know you got to make it to, before your time does run out, you got to make that X-Lax time, so.
Yeah, oh boy, I got my sponge bath and my X-Lax deal, so we'll say goodbye.
Alrighty, talk to you later, Ethel.
Goodbye to you and CJ, or is it JC? Well, when I say JC, I always think of JC Penney, but I always think they're out of business, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they're out of business. Just think of C being one of the first letters of the alphabet, and so just remember that kind of comes first, C and then J.
Okay, I'll try and remember that for the next time if I catch you on the show. I'm going to say goodbye to Randy and keep up your show and keep being funny. Thank you and good night to all the good folks that listen to your show.
Just an FYI, Ethel had a sore throat, so sometimes she sounded a bit manly. I tried, but sometimes I slip into Bill Clinton. Well, I had a chance for $50 extra today, but I didn't take it. And I thought about it for a second, but thinking about it, I did a good deed. My parents would be proud. Today we went to Walmart, CJ and I did, at the self-checkout. Once I got checked out at this machine, I saw in the little area where you put your purchases into the bag, there was a $50 bill. And I thought, well, with all the cameras around and the woman probably would be back in a few minutes and they would look at the videotape and it would probably not be a good ending. I had a chance to keep it for a little while anyway, but I turned it in to the person who was monitoring all the people at the self-checkouts at Wally World today. Hopefully she didn't just pocket it herself. But my name would... I like to think of the worst that would happen when I don't do something like that. But maybe nobody would have said anything. But for $50, that's worth coming back for. So, and... they probably would have reviewed the surveillance video. So it was the right thing to do. And if I had found it on the street, that would have been a different story. But it was at Walmart. I figured, well, no, better not. So that was my good deed for today. And hopefully I get good karma from that, and I can match six numbers and when I play the Powerball or the Mega Ball next time to get a few extra dollars anyway. Enough walking around money for the rest of my life. Well, I think that will about do it for this episode of Infotainment. I would like to thank CJ for participating in this episode.
Yeah, thank you. I had a fun time here today, and it was great to be on your program.
Thank you. And
by the way, have you got $50 I can borrow?
Yeah. Rub it in.
Of course.
Makes me think about this friend I had a few years back. We took a trip to Sioux City, Iowa, and we went to some museums, and one of them was a model railroad train museum. All the way down there, he had a Subaru Forester, and all the way down there, tilted my backrest back. He kept complaining I was going to break the back of his seat. And I got extremely mad. And I said, I'm not going to break your damn seat. I don't know if I said this or I thought of it anyway. He's sitting in the driver's seat more often than anybody in the passenger seat. That he would be the one to break his own seat. No, he's not a stick figure either, so.
I'm glad I've never said that to you when you've been in my truck.
Yeah, you have.
Only joking, of course. I wasn't serious like that other person.
And then we got a hotel room, and he complained that I snored too much. And, well, I do sound like a chainsaw because I recorded myself one time. And I also talk in my sleep because one night I dreamt that I was eating out with friends in a small town a little ways from here, Windham, Minnesota. At an Italian restaurant. I don't know why it was an Italian restaurant, but I couldn't find their car after we were done. Or some stupid reason I got lost from them. And I was saying to my phone to call his cell phone. You know, hey Google, call whomever, you know. And here I had my phone in the bedroom, and it actually started to make the call because I said it correctly and loud enough for my phone to pick it up.
Have you ever answered yourself back?
No.
I had a thing happen one time where I was dreaming, and in the dream I was holding my hand up trying to stop whatever I was trying to stop with my hand. And I woke up from the dream, and my hand was up in the air, like I was actually trying to stop it.
Oh, man. But usually when I start talking like that is when I'm kind of yelling at somebody or something like that. But it usually wakes me up. Or when something really bad's about to happen or something, then I usually wake up. And it usually happens around 2 in the morning, you know.
I've never kept track of what times mine happen. I get so many crazy, crazy dreams. But anyway, I know you're trying to wrap this up, but we kind of got off on a little sidetrack tangent there.
If you have any crazy dream stories, you can leave a comment on my Facebook page under infotainment, or you can email it to randyms12@gmail. What else? You can visit my infotainmentpodcast.com page where I have my PayPal tip jar there if you are so inclined. And as always, I like to say, have a pleasant day today. And a happy ending tonight. Maybe we'll see some infotainment fans down at the Windsurfing Regatta. You can look that up on the internet, and it'll tell you all about it, all the music acts and the food stuff. Or you can go to the letter D, globe.com, and it'll tell you all about that, because it's a big celebration here in Worthington, Minnesota, one of the first of the summer. So, well, take care, folks, and have a good day.
Hey, Randy, we'll see you later. Thanks for having me on. I got to check the passenger seat in my truck. Talk to you later.
You would say that. Bye, folks. Keep it real, homies.